Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Rain. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Then the dove came to him in the evening. Behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and knew that the waters had receded from the earth. Verse 12. So he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. So as you look right here now, he sent the dove out. She come back and had an olive there that she plucked. Okay. So now he knows the waters are going down. Then he waited another 7 days and she did not return. So as you can see here, now the waters are redirected. Now the water's going down to the ground. Now they're getting ready to set up again and start life over again. Really, in all realities, what's going to happen is once the water is done and they can get settled down and everything, and then redo life over again and everything. So as you can see here, now you saw in this story here what God said he would do, how he destroyed the earth with water and all the sin that he destroyed with water. You can see how he has, how the water went all the way to the tops of the mountains. Now it's starting to sink down now, as you can see now. And how he protected Noah and his family and all the animals that was on the ark. So as you can see here, how God has done, how all this has been done here in this story now. So now you're going to start to see now. And I'll go ahead and read verse 12. So I'll go ahead and read verse 13. And it came to pass in the 605th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, indeed, the surface of the dry ground, the ground was dry. Verse 14, and in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. So now the earth is all dried, and everything is back the way it was. Now earth is all dried up. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I preserve this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day. Thank you for this day that you have given us. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And thank you, Lord, because you're hearing our prayers we speak. And we thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.